Do you ever envy those so-called hashtag couples goals?
Well, you know, when you first fall in love with someone, you get butterflies every time you see them.
You lust them.
You're infatuated with them.
You want to be with them all the time, like best friends.
Do you want that to last forever?
Together, let's discover what it takes to say a massive yes to all the above through our topical discussions, our world-renowned guests that will help guide the way to a happier, sexier, and fun-loving relationship.
We're not doctors or therapists. We are just two normal individuals who have had many ups and downs in our 23-year relationship.
And counting.
We've amassed our own wisdom over the years, but we're still learning, just like you.
Nina and I believe you can have it all and still live your best lives, as long as you're willingly and consistently discover each other in new ways. And that right there is what the show is all about.
We're Nina.
And Roger.
And this is the Head of Hill Show.
Yeah, baby. My ears are ringing.
Hi.
Another episode. We're enjoying these. I know we say it every time, but we're enjoying them. We're
loving them.
We're learning. We're meeting new people. There's so many of you messaging us and liking our stuff and, you know, throwing good feelings our way. I like that. You know, it's different from people we don't even know. Like, I couldn't even believe it. I looked at our stats the other day, and there was people from Czech Republic listened to us, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Guatemala. Guatemala, I think I know who that is.
Yeah. But it's true. The beauty of all of this is that you get to interact with people all over the world.
Yeah.
You're not just talking to people around you. You're talking to everyone in the world, and you're learning their perspective and their thoughts and, you know, all of this, what's happening to us right now during quarantine.
That's why I love to travel. That's why I love going, you know, when you go to Vegas or you go, you meet people from everywhere. You know, you think that you're going to Vegas, you're just going to meet a bunch of Americans, blah, blah, blah. No, we're meeting people from you know, Russia, India.
I love my Americans too, so
know,
much.
England and Ireland, all these places, you know, and they're it's pretty cool to be all in one place, and you learn from a lot of these people because life is different everywhere you go.
So basically, this podcasting thing that we're doing right now, it's incredible. It's really amazing for our, you know, for our soul, for our heart. We're doing really, we're loving it.
Yeah, we're learning a lot.
Thank you for listening to us. And I would just ask one more thing of you, though. To subscribe to our podcast and give us a little bit of review. Because what that does, that puts us on a higher on a platform. It brings our tracks higher, which means a lot more of you will listen. Which means we will impact a lot more lives.
We'll be kind of like searchable and that kind of stuff. And you know what? If we're helping you guys, if one of our guests or what we said helped you in any way, pay it forward. Bring it back to us. Say something nice or rate us on the.
But you know what it is too, babe? Sometimes it's like I even do it. I subscribe to a lot of amazing podcasts and I love them all. And I forget to review them. I forget to go write a review.
Or like.
I subscribe to all of them, but I forget to write a review. And I think I'm going to work a lot more on that as well. Every time I hear an episode that I really like, I will sit there and review it, write a review for it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If you like what you're hearing from us, if it's bringing you any value, if you're learning anything from it, if you resonate with anything we say, then I would appreciate you just give us a quick review.
That's it. So. One thing we decided to talk about this episode here was just, you know, after what it's 8 months of lockdowns on and off and, you know, restrictions and all that kind of stuff and people working from home, we figured, you know, it's time to talk about it a little bit. Maybe get in and see if there's any struggles that people are having. We've talked to a few people. So, I mean, you know what? I heard a comedian say this the other day and I thought it was pretty funny was, you know, you expect to spend quality time with your beautiful wife. But not quantity time. Like, we're together all the time. And we were before, but now it's
a lot of quantity time.
Yeah. Like, we barely leave the house. We leave the house if we need to. I mean, we're both in real estate, but I'm the one that goes out and does all the legwork there while we're doing stuff at home. So, you know, it's getting a little bit hard to make the day different.
Nice. Change things around.
Yeah. It's repetitive over and over again.
So what I want to talk today about couples in quarantine and how we've been developing different ideas and different routines, different things to make our life a lot easier. Look, I want to start by saying that everyone in the world has been affected by this pandemic one way or another, okay? We are all in this together, and we see that from you, from all over the world, that are messaging us and emailing us and saying that they're going through similar things that we're going through. But, and we're going to be venting a little bit here today just because we are kind of sick of it. It's been 8 long months, but we're also going to share with you some of our blessings and some of what some of the growth that we've had for past 8 months.
And that's important to reflect on your growth, your what you're grateful for.
Absolutely. And so it's not just about pandemic being negative or bad. It is affected us in a lot of ways, but it's affected us in the good ways as well. So that being said, I wanted to really elaborate on how much we've learned from all of this. You know, how much we've learned as a couple, how much we've learned
as a family, everything.
Yeah. About ourselves individually, how much we've learned about our family, about our friends. I mean, geez, we're all going through this, and we're all experiencing it in a different way. Do you know what I mean? It's the same It's the same thing, but the challenges are all different for everybody, for individual people. And that's, we wanted to come on today just to share our insight into, you know, the fun and not so fun realities of us living together in a small space for a long period of time. I mean, we work together, like you said earlier, but we've been doing this for 20 years together, but now it's like over the top. Everything is magnified. Yeah. Every breath you take, I can hear. Everything you do.
So try not to breathe.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes I want to kill you. We're just breathing, but it's true. And what we're hoping from this episode is that this will make you, you know, one, smile, maybe even laugh, and maybe just bring, you know, resonate with you. Some of the little nuggets that we're going to share, some of the hurdles that we've gone through, maybe they will resonate with you because, like I said before, we're all going through this at the same time together.
Yeah. And it's funny, every generation goes through stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They all have struggles. You know what I mean? Like you remember when you were a kid, your parents would go, you know, you don't know how we had it. You know, I had to walk to school 8 miles in snow up to my knees, uphill both ways, all that kind of stuff. I find myself now telling my kids that, oh, you don't know like what it's like when we were kids. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have all these
TikTok
social apps or games that you can play with your friends without even leaving your house. Like we were struggling and So, and I look at how much I give my kids, you know, they got their own computers, their own room. They got food on the table, nice clothes, everything they want. But I guarantee you by the time they have kids and they're 30, 40, they're going to be like, oh, you don't know how we had it. We had it so bad. We lived through a pandemic. We used to live on a place called Earth. Now we're on Mars. Some shit.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I think by the time our children they have their own children and their grandchildren, I think they'll be talking to them through from Mars.
They're gonna.
Elon Musk is adamant about creating that world, and I think he's going to succeed one way or another. So, yeah, I just really hope and pray that I'm there to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, no, I want to stay here. I don't care what Mars has entailed, but I don't want to travel freaking 40 years to get there.
But aren't you curious to know what's up there? What how life is?
With a telescope. I like life here.
I'm a risk taker. I think I want to go up there. Yeah.
Unless it's all sandy beaches. Everybody gets their own beach, their own, you know, nice umbrella, house, waterfront. That would be a little bit different. It'd be easier to take in.
Listen to
And aliens are hot.
Listen to you, my pretty boy. I love you.
So what are we going to be struggling with this pandemic? We're going to be struggling with working right next to your partner. Cause I mean, we do it, we work in the same business, we do the same thing. So we're a little bit used to it, but you know, we spoke to a few couples that, you know, have totally different jobs, totally separate lives in terms of workspaces.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it together side by side. And it's gotta be tough. Like
you can only imagine how tough it is.
Yeah, you're used to being separated, and you know, like you see all those YouTube videos of you're on a Zoom call and your husband walks by in his underwear, scratching his ass, and, you know.
Well, we all know your underwear story on TikTok.
Yeah, I got a little bit famous on TikTok for being in my underwear on a Zoom call.
2 million with your underwear on. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I figured I'd put together, I don't want to get boring with anything, but I figured I'd put together, you know, 6 or 7 steps that will help you. Well, there are actually 7 steps, but that'll help you.
Make your life easier, I think.
Yeah, make that little transition of working with your spouse or working from home, if that's stressful enough for you, a little easier. So one, like I said, those YouTube videos, walking by in your underwear, align yourselves. Align your calendars with your spouse. Have them know that you're going to be on a Zoom call from 12 to 1 or whatever the case may be. If you need your space for a few hours with no sound in the background, then, you know, maybe have him do something else in the yard or somewhere else while you're busy doing that, so that there's no distractions. You know, because, you know, sometimes you got to really think and put your headspace to one thing and no distractions. And it's difficult when you have your home in front of you, that it's not your office. You know what I mean? And there's not a glass window where there's a boss looking in or whatever the case may be.
Or we have your spouse around you 24/7. And that's, I'm going to add to that. Everybody needs their me time throughout the day. And I recommend everyone do it, because it just gets you focused and gets you into your own thoughts and where you figure out what you want. For me anyway, what I want that day. So what I do is I wake up earlier than everybody in the house, and I have my half an hour for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be one of the things that you could do, whatever time of the day.
Even if it's midday, yeah. Midday, if you're getting a little stressed out, take a 30-minute break. Go take a walk outside. Go in a room where nobody else is. Flick the bean. Do whatever you have to do to get yourself into that.
Or jump in the hot tub if you have one, or a bathtub for 30 minutes. Just enjoy your time.
Yeah. You're at home now. Enjoy those kind of luxuries, because you can't do that at work. Imagine going to work and, hey, I'm just going to go take a bath. I'll be back. Take your laptop with you, put it on with your mouse, and soak up in the bathtub. That'd be fun.
But those are also pros and cons of being at home, right? Yeah. You can be in that tub for hours and forget about everything else. But
And another, the second point is, treat each other with grace. You know what I mean? Like you're if you're working next to your spouse, you don't go up to your coworkers and you know, tell them off or scream and yell at them. You don't do that to your boss. So don't do it to your spouse. I know you're so comfortable next to them. You can say anything to them because you know that they're just going to come back to you. Why add that extra stress to the day? Pretend you're at work and he or she's just a colleague that is in your workspace. You want to bounce shit off them, do it. But don't lose your mind on them, because it'll ruin your whole day, right?
So I know that point, you brought that up because...
Please, I beg you.
Because of the incident we had a few weeks ago?
The incident a few weeks ago, a few days ago, a few hours ago.
Hey, but that was a specific one that I will admit, I lost my marbles because I had enough that day. Yeah. And if you want, we can talk about after you finish with your little...
Don't worry, I'm guilty of losing my shit every once in a while.
But yeah, I want to go back to that point after, though. I would like to elaborate on that, because that's important. I want people to hear how we coped with that incident.
Sure.
It was pretty big.
Absolutely. The next one is be supportive. Be supportive of each other. Like at work, I'm sure there's always people sitting there, what a great idea. You know, we should implement that. We should do that. If you don't have that anymore, make sure that you get it somewhere. Be supportive of your spouse. Have them be supportive of you and cheer you on.
Sometimes in your business, if you're having a hard time with...
Well, that gets me to my next point, is be there if they need you. But, you know, know when to back off. Like the other day, you were losing your stuff. You were dealing with some stuff on Instagram and it wasn't working. I knew that if I jumped in there and tried, what I'm probably going to do is do like the first 7 things that you already did. So it's going to make you all stressed out.
Try and teach me how to do it.
But you already did those steps. So I know that when you're sitting there hemming and hawing in the background, you hear the it's just you going through the process of, okay, I tried this, it didn't work. I tried this, it didn't work. Damn, I tried this, didn't work. Tried this. So you're just in your levels. You're doing the different stages till you get to what you're asking.
I was crying for help. At the same time, I didn't want help.
Yes, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
So like, I would step in. I would step out. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to lose a head or anything like that. So I know when to back off.
I just feel like I know what to do. I could do it. Don't help me. You know, in those moments like that, as if your partner is going through that, just pause for a few minutes. Don't talk to them. Step back. Do whatever you have to do because they're venting.
Just think about how much you love them and care for them.
And they're in the moment. And
before you kill them. Before you kill me. Another thing might be, you know, if I don't know how big your place is, but try and have separate workspaces. Like if you're working in, you know, the living room, go in the kitchen or one of the bedrooms or in a basement, whatever, just be separate from each other so that you can come up and see each other every once in a while and go back down. It gets that, you know, separation that you need.
So why can't we do that? Because we're constantly working in the same space.
But we're kind of working on the same stuff. I think what we need to do is delegate certain things for you, delegate certain things for me, and walk away and come back when they're all done. But, you know.
Is that the reason, or is it because you want to be really close to me?
Well, it all depends if you're in your PJs or not.
PJs, I love my PJs, and I'm comfortable, and I'm very creative, and yeah.
Well, that comes to my next point. Change your goddamn clothes. Don't be in your PJs all day long. It's going to fuck with your mindset.
Love you.
It's going to mess up your mindset. You know, you want different energies, different days. And this is what my next point is. So I just get through these real quickly. If you're able to, like, again, I don't know how big your place is, but if you're able to work somewhere, every room gives you different energy. Everywhere, like your bedroom gives you a different energy. The gym gives me a different energy. Like, you know, when I'm eating dinner, I'm getting a different energy. When I'm chilling on the couch, different. So try not to, let's say, work where you sleep because you're going to feel tired.
For example, if you have some work to do and you need to finish it, don't go sit on the couch and do it. Make sure you sit where you know you're going to finish that.
A designated work spot.
Yeah.
You know, a little place, desk, doesn't matter where it is, a hallway, whatever it is. Just have that as this is where I go to work.
Okay.
If you're able to. If you're not, if you're just you're in a one-bedroom apartment or a bachelor apartment and every room is the same thing, then change it up a little bit. Change it up with maybe candles or you know, music or lighting, that kind of stuff. Smells.
Like what we did here. So, for example, where we are right now, we're podcasting from a certain part of the house. Not where we normally do our work, right?
Yep. Yeah, we took over our formal living room.
Yeah, we changed our things around. Hey, we're in a lockdown. No one's coming here. We're not going anywhere. So we're reorganizing the house to meet our needs. And right now, our needs are, we got to podcast in this area. We got to do our real estate business in this area. Yep. We got to talk to our children in this area. Like, we have to in order to change up the routines. I know routines are good for our souls. But when you're in the lockdown, the same routine every day for 8 months, it will drive you crazy. You got to change things around.
And like we said earlier, with smells, you know, you get different scented candles. You know, you have one for the evening, chill in the evening. You got one while you're working or gym. Yeah. Speaking of which, we went to shopping the other day and she went nuts. She bought like 30 different candles. Just for this point, I looked at her. I'm like, did you forget that we have electricity? Like, I don't know what she's lighting a candle right now.
I had to buy all these candles. You know why? The reason why I bought all these candles is because some of them smell soft, smooth, some strong. Some, they all have different scents. So when I smell them, they all give me different thoughts and different ideas, which I love. And that's why I bought all these candles. So that's another idea. Get different candles, different scents, and put them in different areas.
It changes the mood, right? It changes the mood a little bit. So you're trying to make the day have separate compartments almost. Right. I don't know how to say it.
Just like when you go to work. In the morning, you're in a certain place, it smells differently. You go to your office, it's different. When you're in, a commuting or in a car, it smells different. So because we're not going out there, we're not changing our routines that much. Change the things around you. They make huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
Well, really there was something it uplifts you, right?
There was something you said the other day. I was trying to think of it. You said something like avoid making the day, repeating the day every single day.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I don't remember what it was.
What I was talking about the other day. Okay. So when we first started this quarantine back in April, March, April, we used to jog outside because the gyms were shut down. And we would jog certain way every single day. For about 3-4 weeks. And it got to the point where like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore because it was like the same thing every damn day. So we went, it got warmer outside. And that's when you said, well, why don't we go to this route? It has more trees. Yeah. And we did that. And it felt so much better. And we continued working out and jogging.
Yeah. I found it better because we were jogging along, like we live in a city, right? So we were jogging along city streets and, you know, the streets in our neighborhood. And then we just kind of looked at the map and said, where should we go? Oh, we'll jog a little bit north. And we'll get to the, you know, this great park
the
and
or,
yeah, there's a bike path and a, you know, it, you change your scenery.
And you change your perspective and how and you feel about it. And it's we the found, same jog, yeah. same hours, same everything.
No,
it's
not really. We actually added a few kilometers because it was a little farther, that's but it was fine. It was just like, we didn't feel it because we were, it was funny because we were jogging to the destination. And when we got to the destination, we were like, okay, well now we got to jog within the destination.
That's true.
So they brought us.
But it is that. It's just simple little things like that, that you could change around that make huge difference in your life as, you know, as couples. So you don't kill each other and get divorced.
But, you know, the thing about, I said earlier about changing the clothes and all that stuff. It's all about, you know, the energy you want to start off with. You know what I mean? If you're. You're in your PJs all day. You're going to be tired. You're going to feel like what you do in your PJs is pass out, eat chips or watch TV or whatever the case may be. So try and do like energetic things to start you off in the morning. Like we love to get up and work out. Gyms are closed, but still like go in your basement, go outside in your yard, do whatever, get some exercise in. And most of you are going to sit there and say, oh, you know, I don't have time for that. Well, if you used to travel to work, then now you have time. Just pretend that you're jogging to work or cycling to work or, you know, fucking jumping jacks to work or something. I don't know. Just get moving and get that energy.
There's no excuse, though. Yeah. When it comes to training, I know I get asked this all the time, where you get your motivation from. Do you do it every day? I'm like, yes. You know what it is? It's, I know this makes me feel amazing. In turn, makes you feel good. In turn, make my children, my family. It's a cycle.
Trust me.
You feel good.
Her working out does make her feel really good. It's that ass for me.
Such ass for me. But what I was trying to say is stop making excuses. A lot of you out there are making excuses that you don't have motivation. There's no spaces. Let me tell you, I've been doing this my whole life. And I'm telling you, you can work out your entire body and feel amazing by just using your body weight. That's all you need. And a floor. And I know there's a floor everywhere you are and you got your own body weight. Use it. You can do, like Roger said, jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, every exercise out there you can do with your body. So I don't think the excuse of saying there's nothing, I know I hate not working out at home and not being at the gym, but when push comes to shove, I'm doing it. When my back is against the wall, I have no other choice. I got to use what I got to use. You know, you got to experiment and you got
to. What we're trying to say is that there's no real excuses not to do it. I mean, you could say, oh, I don't know what to do. Damn.
Be resourceful. There's so much to do now. On Instagram, there's everything on Instagram. You can do it.
Yeah. You go on Instagram, you go on YouTube, you go anywhere. Just there are people giving off free workouts. And if you want something designated to you, there's trainers out there that are dying for business. They'll be happy to put together a workout plan, food plan, all that stuff for you.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Right now in the world, now with the pandemic, a lot of people can't afford to pay for this kind of stuff. It's free for you. It's on Instagram.
But it's an option.
Go on my Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram has tons of workouts. I'm filming them all the time. And the reason why we do them is we're not trainers. We like to work out and she started posting them way back in the day. And people are keeping her accountable. If she doesn't post anything on a Wednesday, she'll get a shitload of messages from people like, well, what, did you not work out today? Lazy day today? You know,
that keeps me accountable. That keeps pushing me to do it every day, every single day, besides the fact that I love doing it. I know there's people out there waiting for it and listening to it and they benefit from it. Yeah. And like I said before, it's free, guys. Go check it out. I have all my meals on my Instagram. I have all my workouts on Instagram at home and at the gym. And you can modify anything you want. I mean, it's that simple. Take up the workout. It will change your life. It will make you a better partner to your spouse. It will make you a better parent to your children. It will make you a better an employee.
Yeah. And if you find that her workouts are all fixated on her ass, just remember that I'm the one that's filming them.
It's all his fault.
So what else can we do to have a better mindset? Actually, I know the biggest one for me is I used to do this all the time and then I stopped. And during the pandemic, I started again and I had to stop, is watching the news. Stop watching the news. You do not need it. It's a bunch of bullshit that they're feeding you to scare you or, you know, stress you out and you know, make you want to listen to them.
You know what news does to you? Can I explain what news does to you? Okay.
I'm not going
to. The reason why I don't watch news, and it's been years since I've watched news, even though one of my best friends is a news anchor, I don't want to watch it because of this. But listen, what news does to you, so you learn and you grow and you're being positive and you're putting out energy in the world and you're doing really good for your family and your friends and you're starting to feel good about yourself. You listen to one little bit of news that is negative, that puts you back 6-7 months of the growth that you'd built, okay? It does, honestly, trust me on this, it happens to me whenever I listen to bad news. No matter how positive I am, no matter how good I'm doing, the minute I hear something that's negative, that affects me mentally, it puts me bad.
Yeah.
Screws me right up. So that's the reason I don't listen to the news. I don't watch news. And it pisses me off that you listen to the news sometimes.
I don't at all. Once in a while, I want to know if there's something coming up. If I know they're closing shit, I want to know what they're closing. But
most it affects of, you. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, that news affects you.
But most of the time, we'll just get our main news from Instagram, whatever other people are posting. The people are going to post the important shit. When something is going wrong, like we said earlier, or going right.
Like the lockdown of the gym. So I wanted to know when the lockdown. Okay, I see that my one of my coaches at the gym puts it up. So
they gave us the news. We didn't even have to watch TV or radio or anything like that to listen to that.
Just take what you want from it, like everything else in life. Take what serves you.
Yeah.
Right?
What's another thing to keep you from being stressed out during the day?
Routine. I'm gonna talk about the routine. So before all this pandemic, we loved routine. We loved getting up in the morning and going to the gym and getting ready and get the kids.
Well, we had our morning routine down pat.
Going to work and, you know, you knew you had things to do throughout the entire day, Monday to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you had things, different things to do. So you had a routine going on.
Yep.
And you might change things around here and there. Now that we're stuck in this small space together, well, that routine doesn't serve us anymore. We are edgy. We are snappy. We are unmotivated. We are unfocused. We are constantly thinking, we are uncertain, right? So when we're uncertain about something, the fear sinks in and the routine becomes that fear and that it challenges us.
Yeah.
So what I suggest is change that routine at home. So if you're, let's say, you're a Monday to Friday, you're on your computer all day long, you're working all day long and you're looking forward to Saturday, Sunday, and Saturday, Sunday comes in the same thing, you're at home. What I would suggest, one, is break your work days. So if you work Monday to Friday normally, work halfway through the week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, take it off, and maybe work Sunday. I know we've done that many times.
Yeah.
We would take a Wednesday off in the middle of the week, him and I, and we'll just do some random stuff together, whether it's help working around the house or driving somewhere far with the kids, whatever, just whatever it is to break up that cycle of working 5 days. But Sunday, we'll get up and we'll work all day Sunday or Saturday because we did take that day off. Yeah. So break that one up there. Yeah. That's a good one for us. It worked a lot.
And another thing that Nina says about routines is to get rid of some of the stresses of days, because you're at home now, so you're cooking a hell of a lot more. And what do you do when you cook a lot more? You have a lot more dishes to do, a lot more cleaning to do, a lot more everything. Try and schedule that stuff and delegate. Like, I know that Nina loves to cook. She does the cooking.
Yeah.
I love to eat her food. Afterwards, I'll wash the dishes. Why have her do all of it, or have the kids do a piece, or I have a piece and she has a piece? So everybody is putting in their time and helping out around the house. You know, we give our kids a little bit of an allowance and they help us with the dishes, maybe cutting the grass, shoveling snow, whatever it is.
In times like this, we have to. We don't have our nanny anymore. We don't have the help that we used to have before. So it's like, now, you know what? We gotta chop chop.
Yeah.
And it works because the kids are not on screens all day long after school. They come home, they do their homework, they do their chores, and they go on screens for a few hours. Tristan a little bit more than Angelique.
He's harder than control.
We're working on changing
five that. More minutes, 30 minutes later.
Yeah. But I mean, different thing, different genders. He's a boy, she's a girl, and they take on things differently, right? Yeah.
Pick your battles. You know, like you're
gonna, don't sweat the little things.
Yeah, if you're gonna sit there and bitch and complain about every single thing, it's gonna be tough, man. You're gonna create more stress in your head, and that's the last thing you need.
That's another episode for another day. The family and the kids, it'll be another day. This is just a couple thing today.
Yeah, exactly.
Our couples issues that we have.
So another thing that I have in my head, and it's probably the most important, really. I mean, think about the person you talk to the most in life. The person you talk to the most in life. Who's the person? Who's that person?
You.
Not me, but yourself. You're talking to yourself. You do that every minute of the day. And it just so happens to be that that is the meanest person that you'll ever meet.
Yeah, but it's true.
It's true. I'll never tell you, but your coworkers will never tell you. Your kids will never tell you that you're ugly, you're fat, you're getting old, or, you know, your ass looks horrible in these pants, whatever the hell it is. That's you telling yourself that. So try and control what you tell yourself. And, you know, like affirmations. You know, say nice things about yourself.
Your thoughts become your actions and your life. And
become your own best friend. Become your own best friend. Because if you're sitting there giving yourself shit all the time, you know, this is where anxiety comes from and overstressing. Like, you know, there's no reason to make yourself cry because you looked in the mirror.
Not that we don't do this. Not that we're not there, because we do the same thing. I mean, it's hard. Like I said before, it's pandemic. So you are going to feel like shit about yourself, and because you always feel like you need to do more. You're not finishing your case the other day, the incident I had on with tech, with Facebook. I don't know if you're a tech person or not, but I'm not, and I hate anything to do with tech. So I was working on this issue that we were trying to build our business, right? Mm-hmm. So I was trying to work on Facebook ads, and it was giving me such a hard time. And if you've ever worked on those Facebook ads or tech with Facebook and Instagram, it's horrible. You can't get anywhere. You can't talk to anybody. And it's just robots out there talking back at you. And it's just, you can't get anywhere. It was about 4 or 5 hours into this, and I was just screaming and yelling. And I remember you come in and you try to console me, and you looked at me and I gave you that dirtiest look or the evilest look ever. I remember you just not saying anything. You just had those puppy eyes and just wanted to help me. But I didn't want the help.
Yeah.
I wanted to figure it out on my own, and I know I couldn't do it. And I wanted help, but I didn't want help at the same time. I went outside, I took a breather and came back. And luckily you're patient that way.
But like we were saying, talking to yourself, you were sitting there.
I was in my head, like, you know, beating myself down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You were saying, oh, I'm so stupid. Why can't I get this? All that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I did the same goddamn thing. The other day we did a TikTok. And in that TikTok, as a joke, I took off my shirt. And I looked at myself in the video. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm borderline dad bod now. Like, I work out a lot. I go to the gym 6 days a week. Obviously, gyms are closed, so I'm not doing that. And I'm eating and drinking a little bit more than I should be. So I put a little tire around my waist a little bit. So I saw that and I was like, ooh, I almost didn't want to post a video. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Okay, get off me. We're working.
So you just talked a little bit about yourself, and I got a little.
Yeah. Anyway, so get better at talking to yourself.
Well, that's right. But speaking of TikTok, another tip I have for you: you have children, and they're on TikTok. One thing to break up the boy routine is to do that. Like, we do that a lot. We took up TikTok during this quarantine, and we love it because we get to do it with our kids. We get to do a lot of fun stuff with them. It takes a long time because we have to perfect everything that we do, which is crazy.
Well, we chose social media, like TikTok and that kind of stuff, to have the fun and to do the videos and change things up. But I mean, if that's not your thing, then, you know, there's board games. There's,
if your kids are into sports, take up sports with them. Go out there and you drive on the street and shoot the hoops or the hockey, whatever it is that you do. Break up the routine by doing
painting, crafts, any of that stuff.
Spontaneous things, you know, just out of the blue, just out of the blue. I will literally do that with the kids sometimes. I'll be like, let's go, we're doing this. They're like, what? What? They'll be all shocked. No, we're getting out, we're breaking up this routine that we're in. We're in a rut. So you need to get out and do these things. And even though we're stuck at home, whatever you could control, do it.
Like I said before, avoid living the same day over and over and over again. Because, you know, it gets boring. And I know that's what our lives were almost like that before the pandemic. You know, you get up, go to the gym, come home, get ready, get the kids ready for school, go to work, come back, cook dinner, go to sleep, over and over again. The difference now that we had before was they, all those things were done in different places. So yeah. Now you're sitting at home all the time, and it's
doing the same thing over and over and over, and it becomes repetitive. You know, it becomes boring. And you're sick of it.
That's it. That's it.
Look, we're, like I said before, we're not venting and out of anything. We're just, you know, stating what everyone's feeling these days. And not that we're not grateful. Obviously, we are. We're very appreciative of everything we have. But it's not easy. Our heart's breaking. A lot of small businesses are closing down. A lot of people are suffering. You know, it's Christmas. I see so many people. Like, they lost their jobs. They can't afford to buy presents for their children. They can't put a meal on the table. It's tough as hell out there.
Well, it was the American Thanksgiving yesterday. So I think it would be a good thing to just sit there and talk about what we're grateful for. What are we happy for? You know what I mean? I'm happy I have my kids. I'm happy I have this roof over my head. I'm happy that, you know, I was able to create a good life for myself. I'm not living in the shithole I used to live in when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you're not living in a refugee tent like you when you were a kid.
Years since I've left that camp, and I remember I'm just so grateful for not being in a refugee camp. I mean, simple. Grateful for the fact that I'm living my life, my dream life, and this is exactly where I want to be, when I wanted to be 30 years ago when I said I want to live in a house. Actually, that's exactly what I said. My dream when I was, my girlfriend and I were talking when we were in a tent. I was 15, and then she goes, what are you going to do when you get out of the camp? I said, to be honest, I see myself in 25 years having my own business, my own house, 2 cars, and 2 children. That's what I said. It's funny.
What about the husband? You didn't say
anything. I didn't see the face of the husband. I didn't see what it looked like, but hey.
I want to ask what she saw.
The dream has come true, and I'm so grateful for that. And that's it. I'm really am. Yeah. Grateful for everything I have, and every thing I have, I worked for. So
yeah. Well, like I said earlier,
extra happiness there.
Like I said earlier, everybody's got different struggles. Your parents used to say this. You're saying this to your kids now. Your kids are gonna say that later. Think about the good that you have, not the bad that you're going through. Think about, you know, at least I don't have whatever the hell my parents were complaining about. I have this. I have, you know, even if you're by yourself. If it wasn't for the internet and, you know, stuff like FaceTime and Zoom calls and everything, you'd be really by yourself. You know what I mean? Now you're able to at least have some interaction with people. You're able to, geez, there's all kinds of games. What is it my daughter plays? House Party. There's all kinds of games on that you can play. You don't have to be alone.
Okay. So going back to having to change things around and, you know, doing things that make you feel good. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know where you live and how, but what I know from us as a human being, you can change anything. I don't care where you live. You can change anything that is not serving you. So how you do that? You think about it. And you sit there and say, this, what I'm doing today is not serving me. This routine is not serving me. These clothes are not serving me.
Mind you. So why'd you take them off? I'm waiting. YouTube's waiting.
Maybe. So, you know, change things. Change your thoughts. Begin with that. Begin with changing your thought, and everything else will change.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we should continue talking about grateful stuff, no?
Yeah, I'm not changing my pajamas.
You're not changing your pajamas? Okay. Right. No. But, you know, I'm grateful to have a beautiful wife. I'm grateful to have a dog that's absolutely amazing. You know, all these things that I never expected to have, I'm grateful for those things.
You know, one thing I'm going to say is that if anyone benefited from this quarantine is our dog. Our dog just loves the fact that we're at home all the time with him. He's kissing us, hugging us. He's constantly with us. So if anyone has made a positive impact on his life, it's our dog.
Absolutely.
Our dog has loved this quarantine. Yeah.
I had never seen him sleep in such comfortable positions in my life all day. Maybe he does when we're gone, but that is hilarious. He can squeeze up in everywhere. Yeah.
You know what else I'm grateful for? I'm grateful for the fact that I learned so much about my country. I learned so much about Canada. This summer, we went up north and we rented a house right by the beach. And look, I've been living in Toronto for 20 years. I never knew this beach existed. If it wasn't for this pandemic, we would have no idea. I mean, we were supposed to be in Bahamas for a family vacation. We couldn't go because of the lockdown. So we rented this house on the beach. And it was like one of the best vacations ever.
It was great. I felt like I was in California.
Yeah, the beach was amazing. I connected so well with Anjali, my daughter, and I had amazing talks. You did so much with Tristan. We did so much as a family because all we had was ourselves.
Yeah.
We didn't do any other. We were just on the beach all day.
The sunsets, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Just gorgeous.
Sunsets, yeah.
So I'm grateful for those moments.
And that's another thing. You're here. You're forced to be in your city or your
wherever you are.
Country or wherever, whatever. Start using those resources, man. They need you. You know, you want to go and travel, go to a ski resort or a ski hill, rent an Airbnb or a hotel, whatever. I'm sure all these things are still open. Even if you can't go, I don't know if the ski hills are open, but even if you can't go skiing, it's the scenery, the views. It's like you're on vacation. Enjoy things that you wouldn't normally enjoy, you know, tobogganing, all that kind of stuff. It's a change of pace it'll do wonders for your head, man. Right. I'm trying to figure out stuff that'll help me as well. Cause you know, I've been going through some stuff myself. I mean, it's tough. I sit there and I see, you know, friends' businesses closing. I see, you know, people struggling and you know, living by themselves. You know, we have friends that are single moms or single fathers with kids. It's tough. Like, you know, people can't, their grandparents can't come and help because they're old and very fragile to this, disease.
COVID, yeah.
So you just got to do things to get that mindset right. I mean, I find myself sometimes going into a rabbit hole and I do not want to be there.
What, guys? Honestly, in conclusion, this year has taught us all so much, so many valuable lessons. And we wanted to do this for this episode, especially for couples that
we felt it was needed. Felt it was needed.
Yeah, a lot of couples are out there struggling and we want to do this for you, just to let you know that you're not the only one. You're not alone. We're all going through this together. And if you need us, we are only a DM away or an email away. You can reach us anytime, anywhere. We can help in any way we can.
We know, actually, I need you guys.
We don't have all the answers, but we will get them if you can.
Yeah. But like I was saying, I need you guys because I'm used to interacting with a lot of people. You know, we do real estate. The way we get our business is by schmoozing and talking to people and being around others. Yeah. It's not happening now. So for my own sanity, I need those messages from you guys. I want to know who like we're sitting there spending half hour, an hour talking to you. I want to know who I'm talking to. So send us a message. I want to know who you are, where you're from, what you're struggling with, or even what you're grateful for. Actually, that's the best thing. Tell me what you're grateful for. That'll help us all with our mindset.
Absolutely.
It'll help you when you're writing it down. It'll help me when I'm reading it. Yeah. So
email us. Our email is us@headoverheels.com. So US, or you could do us@hoh.com. That's our email.
hohshow.com. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
and Instagram is headoverheelsshow.com, but headoverheelsshow. You know, Facebook is the same thing. Just message us. Give us your two cents. I'm looking for it. I need it.
You can also visit our website as well. Everything's there. You can email us there or message us there, and we'll for sure get back to you. And, you know, this is the world. Helping one another across the globe.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
We like to have our shows being fun and not so serious and, you know, just.
But we feel like we needed to do this. Yeah. We needed to do a serious conversation.
It's been 8 months.
Because we needed, we all need it. Mm. So, yes.
Nice quick episode just to help put you in your mindset, put us in a good mindset and, you know,
and
change your day up.
The holidays are around the corner. We just wanted to wish you all an amazing time with your family and be safe and stay healthy.
Absolutely. And I'm happy always. I'm happy I said about the change clothes thing because you look gorgeous today.
I do?
Yeah. All like salmon, bunch of salmon sexiness.
When you talk to me like that. Anyway, we're done with this right now.
Oh, yeah. There you go. We're finished.
As always, you guys, we wish you what we have.
Yeah, baby.
If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star rating on whichever platform you're tuning in from.
It means the world to us to have your support on our show in this little mini way.
You can also stalk us on Instagram at Head Over Heels Show for more juicy stuff.
If you have any questions, send them via email at us@hohshow.com or DM us on socials.
Thank you for having us between your ears. And as always, we wish you what we have.